it, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
On investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Hey, we welcome you back to another hour of Bucket Strategy Investing. I'm Johnny Dean here with Professor Rick Plum, of course, as you just heard, and we got another hour coming up here of the best in money information. That's, of course, Bucket Strategy Investing. Talking a lot last hour about life insurance and answering your questions on life insurance, and we'll get to some more of that this hour. We did not talk specifically about some of the other uses for life insurance. I mean, of course, it provides the whole idea is it provides a benefit to somebody, provides a cash payment on your demise, which is not the greatest deal for you, but it is often necessary to provide for those people you leave behind. But what other reasons are there besides just leaving them a bunch of money? What can that money do? What are the different uses for it? Some things that you might not have thought about with regard to life insurance, including maybe allowing you to take the higher pension amount, perhaps. If you're trying to decide between a single life or a joint life with you and a spouse, that's one reason. Maybe you've got a business and a partnership, and if something happens to the other partner, one of the partners in the business, and you're not sure you want to go at it with the people that that partner is associated with, I don't know. There are ways to use life insurance to perhaps own the company yourself. Anyway, a lot of different things you can do with life insurance, and we'll talk about some of those. Have some emails. We'll get to those here in just a moment. If you want to call us, we have plenty of lines open for you right now. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Those emails that I mentioned, and we're going to do them here in just a bit, you go to our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com, a link that says Find Your Answer, and that's what you do. You find your answer here on the program. If you want to get in touch with the Brain Trust on the air, you do it through 877-PLANNER. And if you want to talk to Professor Plum, we've already had a couple people talking to us off the air about some of their specific situations. You can do so off the air at 800-644-1150. Talk to an advisor like Professor Plum. You might even be able to reach him, 800-644-1150. Talk to them about your financial future. You know, we talked last week about bucket strategies and the importance of having a strategy, the importance of having a roadmap. If you don't have one, it can be very difficult to get where you're going. So tune into the Brain Trust. Talk to them both on the air and off the air, and you can reach them, as I said, at 800-644-1150. Let's see here. We have a couple of calls, and I had some emails. I'll tell you what, let's take the calls first, because I know I had one or two on the life insurance topic, and so I want to get to those. And then we had an email on that topic as well, Professor Plum, from Michael in Bradenton, Florida, that we got last week. So I'll get to all that. But let's take a call or two. We will move, let me see as I do this here, Al in Florida somewhere. Al, thanks for calling. How can we help you today?
Over the weekend, and you heard a piece of one of these financial shows talking about modified endowment contracts.
Yes.
Of which I am completely ignorant. What one thing that they said that piqued my curiosity was that a modified endowment contract inside an IRA would not count against an RMD requirement.
Well, I guess it technically is true that a modified endowment contract inside of a IRA would avoid the required minimum distribution because it's not allowed. It's illegal. It's prohibited. So when you bought one of those inside of an IRA, the entire amount is immediately taxable. That avoids the future required minimum distributions.
Okay.
Why don't you explain what you're talking about?
A modified endowment contract is a life insurance contract. Life insurance is prohibited inside of an IRA. You are not allowed to buy life insurance inside of an IRA. It's one of the few types of investments, if you want to call it that, that is not allowed. Specifically, by statute, you cannot buy life insurance inside of an IRA. So it's a tough way to avoid the required minimum distribution. Now, what they were probably talking about was completely getting rid of your IRA and putting it into a life insurance policy. And that way, you no longer have an IRA. But I wouldn't want to do that to do a modified endowment contract.
What did they tell you about this, Al? I'm just curious.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I mean, were you pitched this? Is that the
He heard it on a weekend talk show.
What were they saying about this, I guess?
I only got a piece of it. But, you know, that's what I got, was that it didn't count against an RMD. And I thought, well,
right.
Normally insurance products don't interest me. But, you know, I've got more RMD than I need. And if I can protect it from taxation, I'm good with that.
Right. And so they were comparing an IRA. So if I had the ability to have $100,000 in an IRA, or if I had the ability to have $100,000 in a life insurance policy, they're saying the $100,000 in the life insurance policy, even a modified endowment contract life insurance policy, is a better deal because I avoid the required minimum distributions. Now, that isn't what you were thinking. And you can't just take the $100,000 from the IRA and put it into a modified endowment contract life insurance policy. It doesn't work that way. And it's also kind of disingenuous because now, our last caller last hour was talking about using the required minimum distribution, taking it, paying taxes on it, and then buying a life insurance policy that guaranteed a specific death benefit in the future. I wouldn't do a modified endowment contract with it, but I would potentially use it to potentially enhance my heir's tax-free distribution when I die. So if I've got, you know, $500,000, pick a number that I have in my IRA, and I've got to do my required minimum distribution, I buy a life insurance policy with it, and I leave that to the kids, and I leave the remaining amount of the IRA to charity. So I still have to pay my taxes on my RMD, but my kids or my heirs get a tax-free inheritance versus a taxable inheritance.
Yep.
So, I mean, there are things to do, but the way they were presenting it was, I'd say, a little bit or a lot disingenuous.
Well, it reinforces the thought that I had of the quality of information they were providing. So, I'm glad I called.
Well, that's why you called, right? I mean, there you go. You
had
your
suspicion.
Too good
to be true.
Yeah.
And usually when it sounds too good to be true,
yeah, it is.
We know the answer there.
Yeah, we do. Does that help you out, Al?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling. That's something else that we talked a little bit about, avoiding the MEC, the modified endowment contract limits, when we're talking about putting money in a life insurance policy. This is actually investing in one of those.
Right, and I don't really see the purpose. Maybe they can call me and explain it to me.
How does this work? Let's explain, because as Al said, he says he's ignorant of it, and a lot of people are. How these work? You're actually putting in too much money.
Yeah, you're using the life insurance policy. In the eyes of the Congress, you're using it as an investment only rather than the life insurance. So I'm putting in $50,000 into a fairly low death benefit policy because I don't like the fees of the insurance. And so I want the cash value to be able to have a better chance to accumulate. And the easiest way to have it accumulate better is to have fewer fees. And so less death benefit. Now, the problem with a modified endowment contract is that if I do, during my lifetime, want to take a distribution from that cash value, normally, I can get to my cash value. It's FIFO tax treatment, first in, last out. So my principal comes out first in, first out. First in comes out, my principal comes out first. Or I can use loans to get to the principal without a taxable event. If it's a modified endowment contract, boom, that goes out the window. Now, any money that comes out of it is going to be taxable first, just like an annuity.
Called LIFO.
LIFO. It does not affect the death benefit. Modified endowment contracts, if I die, the death benefit is still a tax-free death benefit. It's only if I, as the owner of it, use it for a life, for an investment purpose rather than the death benefit. They say, fine, you want the death benefit. It's just not a very efficient death benefit. It's a very low death benefit for the amount of money that I'm putting in place in this. So usually modified endowment contracts it's one of those things we tend to avoid. I'm sure that there is a specific reason I haven't thought of yet, or that somebody can tell me that you want to do a modified endowment. I haven't thought of it, but maybe you can think of it. But in Al's case, that's not what he was trying to do. He was trying to avoid the taxation on his RMD. He was trying to avoid the taxation of the IRA at some point in his life. That is not what's going to happen with a modified endowment contract, because how do you get the money into the modified endowment contract?
You got to take it out of the IRA.
And when you take it out of the IRA,
guess what?
It's taxable.
Yes.
But doing the RMDs, like Debbie was talking about doing last hour, taking the RMD out, and then what do you do with the RMD? I'm taking $10,000 a year out or whatever it is to satisfy my required minimum distribution. I don't need it. I want to enhance my heirs in, you know, tax-free side of it. I like the idea of buying life insurance. And the kids get a tax-free death benefit and leaving something to the heir or to the charity, because if I leave my IRA to the charity, they don't pay taxes. I don't pay taxes. My heirs don't pay taxes. You know,
as long as you qualify. Now, there's a quality. You know, there comes a point.
And life insurance is not for people that are ill.
Well, that's the thing. And if you're over 70 and a half, you're taking your RMDs, I mean, they're going to look at that.
Well, look
at, and so you're going to you're going to have to decide if the expense of that insurance policy
so
is worth it.
Is it a good return potential? If you are healthy and you can get, especially if you can get a preferred rating, it may actually work.
That's right. Now,
may work too.
Well, you may want to be thinking about this before you hit age 70. Perhaps.
If you can, yes.
If you can, yeah. This is why we call it, this is planning.
Oh,
this is what we do. Planning, that's right. Okay, 877-PLANNER, that's what we do here. We are planners. Professor Plum here from Lucia Cavagher with me, Johnny Dean. Taking more of your calls, 877-PLANNER, coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. How has retirement planning changed for a nation of baby boomers? We are a generation that needs to rely on ourselves and take control of our retirement plans. The Employee Benefit Research Institute calculates 28% of all retirees had traditional pensions in 1979. 30 years later, that number dropped to 3%. Just 3% of retirees could rely on pension plans for retirement income. At Lucia Capital Group, we customize retirement strategies for baby boomers, aware of the unique challenges of this generation. You may live 30 years or more in retirement. A Lucia Capital Group bucket strategy is designed to meet the needs boomers have today and the many years you may live in retirement. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click free portfolio review at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. If you own a home, there's a good chance its value has gone up. In fact, year over year, housing values nationwide have risen by more than 6%, one of the largest increases this decade. Quicken Loans has smart ways to help you take advantage of your home's rising equity. You could take cash out to consolidate debt, or you could refinance to eliminate private mortgage insurance. No matter what's happening with the housing market, it's always a smart move to call us at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Experience the confidence that comes from working with a mortgage partner that has your best interest in mind. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Oh, talking savings, investing, life insurance, retirement planning. This is what we do on this program, and happy to do it for the rest of this hour, in fact. So we got another 40 minutes or so for you to give us a call. 877-PLANNER. That's our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. We'll get to Michael's email. He had a life insurance email. In fact, we have a couple that have come in over the last, half hour, 45 minutes, and we will try to get to those quickly. But phone calls come first, which means next, let's go to Pat in Gilbert, Arizona then. Hello, Pat.
How you doing?
Good. How are you doing today?
Doing fine. I just wanted to ask a question about a whole life policy. My wife, my brother-in-law sold a whole life policy to my wife about 5 years ago, and I didn't know nothing about it.
Okay.
And I just I put trust in my brother-in-law that he was doing the right thing. And I was looking at the cash value after 21 years. It was way less than what we put in. And I was just, and we had a term before that was $25 a month versus $110 a month.
What was the death benefit on the term policy?
For the term policy was $500,000.
What's the death benefit on the whole life policy?
Well, you can take the W off the whole life. It was $275,000.
So how much insurance do you need on your wife's
life? I just canceled the policy, and because I was looking at it. And
yeah,
it
no. Let me ask you some other questions, and I'm trying not to be mean and anything, but how long had your brother-in-law been in the insurance industry when he sold it to your wife?
Oh, he's been doing it for a while. He
okay.
knew what he was doing.
Okay.
He knew what he was doing for him.
Yeah. We talked about covering the needs.
What he was doing for me.
There we go.
If you're looking at it, the idea with whole life is that you need the coverage for the rest of your life. And the reality is, I'm less concerned with the cash value than the guarantee of the premium that's costing me. So that premium is guaranteed not to go up if it's a whole life policy. And the cash, even if the cash value doesn't do very well, there's a guaranteed portion of it that says as long as you make the premium, that death benefit will be paid. And if that's the primary concern and you need life insurance for a long time, then there's nothing wrong with whole life. And so the cash value accumulation is less of a concern, unless it was sold to you on the fact that it was going to build all this cash. So it's a matter of, let's find out what we did. Now, you cashed it out, so you want to go back and get another term policy if you need insurance on your life or wife.
Yeah, I don't need it. I actually have all my bills paid. I have money in the bank, I'm retired. I'm going back to work, and I have a substantial amount of savings, and
Right. And so if your wife died, as emotionally dramatic as it would be, it is not a financial issue for you.
No, not at all. And at the time, he was, changing from the term, we would have been better off keeping the term for $25 a month.
Yeah, I mean, that's hindsight and
investing the rest.
And for a lot of people, that is, in many cases, the right way to look at it. Buy term, cover the amount of need. Now, if you only needed $275,000 worth of death benefit, then you should have redone the term insurance to $275,000 if you could get it for less than $20 a month. And so it's a matter of, let's talk about what it is that we need. How long might we need it? I mean, 5 years ago, you knew you didn't need it for a lifetime of coverage, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He knew. More importantly, he knew you didn't need it for a lifetime of coverage.
He really didn't know our financial situation at all, and really, I don't like giving my family, my in-laws, to know our business as far as financially. And at the time, I put my trust in him.
What did he tell you about it? Was he talking about the cash value growing and all that, and the potential rates of return and tax-free nature and all that stuff, or what was the deal?
Yeah, well, he told me we would get. Well, he didn't tell me. He told my wife we would get a good return on our money, which is not so. I looked at the table and it was $15,000. We were paying out close to $39,000.
Yeah, the table is the guaranteed values, and most whole life policies have an additional amount over and above that. But I'm not going to say that it was a good or bad thing. Typically, though, if you don't need the life insurance for a long period of time, you should not be buying permanent coverage. And so I'm going to take some of the blame off of him. First off, to be able to buy, when you're designing life insurance, when you're designing any investment, any financial product, you need to put your cards on the table. And if you're unwilling to put your cards on the table for your relatives, and I totally understand that, talk to somebody who has an unbiased interest in being able to come back to you and know what you have so that they can design an appropriate strategy for what you're trying to accomplish. You should never have bought. If you knew that you didn't need it for long term, if you knew all these other things, the fact that he didn't know that gives him a little bit of a slide on this, because he was doing what he thought was best, although turned out to be wrong.
Well, the thing about it, whenever I was trying to sell it, and so the people that I was trying to sell it to, which they said it was worthless, they told me that he made up to $3,000 on commission. So he had
not on $125, not on $125 a month.
No, it was $110 a month.
Yeah, but that's still only $1,300 a year. He's not making a $3,000 commission on $1,300 premium.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
But it was something that we really didn't need.
Right.
And I didn't know nothing about whole life. And term I understood it.
Appropriate issue. And so anybody who's listening out there, you've got to, if you're being pitched something, make sure it fits into your plans. And unfortunately, in Pat's case, if you're unwilling to share your plans with the person selling it to you, you're most likely going to get a problem product because they don't know what it's for. So, Pat, talk to somebody that is not a relative about the other financial instruments in your life to make sure they fit with what you're trying to accomplish and with what your life is going, what's happening in your life.
Maybe a new rule and don't do business with family.
Or if you're going to do business with family, lay your cards on the table. If you're not willing to lay your cards on the table for family, don't do business with family.
Yeah. Whenever she told me that I was going to recoup my money, I said, that's okay, but I trust him, and I'd even look into it. But now looking at it, it was the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, well, thankfully you caught it before you spent too much money, and you're still going to be fine. Your financial life is still set.
Yeah. Pat, I got to take a break. If you have any other questions, hold on. I was in the same boat. I said this earlier in the hour, or last hour. I bought a whole life policy when I was about 28. What did I know? I heard the same thing, which was the cash value, et cetera,
and it was about the same amount per month, too.
I think it was. Yeah. I mean, all I knew was that, you know, when I needed the money, I didn't have to make the payments on this policy because the cash value covered the premiums. However,
that didn't happen because you were back in the 80s when interest rates were really high.
It didn't last. I think the policy might have lasted a year, and by then it was all gone. So, all right, 877-PLANNER. We've got more to say, emails, phone calls, et cetera. Lines open for you. Johnny Dean, Professor Brick Plum. We're here from Lucia Capital Group talking to you about your money. When we come back, more Bucket Strategy Investing.
How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
If you've recently left a job or retired, you may have left behind a 401k that you haven't thought about in years. How do you know if that account is still right for your retirement goals? How do you know if the fees are fair? How do you know what an IRA may offer that your old 401k may not? The retirement planning strategist at Lucia Capital Group help you get answers and guidance for your retirement plan. Schedule a rollover review and learn what options may be available for rolling over your 401k. You don't have to make your most important financial decisions through websites and calculators. You can work hand-in-hand with a Lucia Capital Group advisor who can explain the process to you personally and handle all the paperwork for you. Call for a personalized rollover review, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast and it's easy to use, designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Market strategy investing. Answer a lot of great questions here, and we got more questions coming up. We thank the folks again in Las Vegas at the Renaissance Hotel last Saturday. Fun time and a lot of great questions and some really, really good information. You talked, Professor Plum, about...
I did talk, yes.
When 5% rate of return can be better than an 8% rate of return, or something along those lines.
I outlined where it worked and why... If you think that it's an 8%, the 5% may do better than the thoughtfulness or what you thought was an 8%. When you change what you're doing with the portfolio, when you, instead of adding to it or leaving it alone, you take money out of it, it's a different, you get a different ending result.
Exactly. So we're going to talk more about this. There's another workshop coming up here, but it's a couple of weeks away. Still doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. You go in now, all right? You go to wealthed.com, sign up for the 25th of March workshop in Phoenix, Arizona. Retirement income challenges. That's what we're going to be talking about and potentially helping you to solve those challenges. Phoenix, Arizona, March 25th. Go to wealthed.com, wealthed.com to sign up. It's free. You'll see the tab there that says live events, something like that. And click on that, put your information in, and then we will reserve a spot for you. Okay, after that, April 8th will be Houston, Texas, and April 29th, Santa Clara, California. Those are the next three, Phoenix, Houston, Santa Clara. Perhaps more into May. We'll let you know. More, you go to wealthed.com to get all the details. Wealthed.com. Okay, we will get to these emails. Want to finish up some of these phone calls. 877-PLANNER. Don't want to leave people on hold too long. We'll put Imad next in Livonia, Michigan. Hello, Imad.
Yes, I am here.
Hi, how can we help you today?
Oh, I had a question. Is the asset protection trust that is drawn in Las Vegas, how is it... related to Michigan's assets, you know, is that protected, or how is that?
Well, the idea of Las Vegas is that Nevada specifically,
really?
Yes, I'm sorry, is that it's difficult to find out who the owner of one of these trusts are. So it's not a matter of making it more or less; it's just making it more difficult to find out what you own. Now, it's not all that difficult because if it's investment assets, the money's still going to be taxable to you as the owner. And so I go into this with a very skeptical eye, so to speak. Now, tell me about you. Are you a physician, a doctor, some kind of an employment situation?
Proprietor, business owner, proprietor.
Right. And it's a business that has a certain amount of liability coming back your way, potentially?
No, I mean, I was there, but I was out of it. But it looks like we're always open for lawsuits all the time. So that we're always... or potential anybody have an appetite for suing nowadays. In
yes, they do. But you're no longer working in the industry.
No, I am. I am.
Oh, okay.
I still have a business, and I just want to make sure that I was advised to really to do it in Las Vegas. The Asset Protection Trust is, as he said, that it's like a bulletproof. You know, nobody could get their hands on it once it's thrown there. No creditors, no anybody wants to sue you, they'll have a hard time.
Let me ask you this. If that were true, how come every company in the world is not done through a Nevada Asset Protection Trust?
That's a good question. Yes, that didn't come to my mind, that question. Yes, that's why I'm skeptical, and that's why I'm doing my
The other thing
homework.
Is... Are you worried about the liability arising from something you do personally in your business, your sales practice, your job, your whatever, or that of your employees, or of a product that you sell that went bad, that you were just kind of a middleman on? Where is the liability coming from? Is it your specific duties that are creating the liability?
No, it's I got 52 employees working for me, and there's all kinds of things happens in the restaurant industry. So
now you said
customers don't, yes, go ahead.
You said you were a sole proprietor, or you're a corporation?
Corporation.
Oh, good. Yeah, yeah. When you have employees, you need to be incorporated. I would be very skeptical of the idea that it's bulletproof. Because if that were the case, nobody would ever sue anybody, because every business would be in law, whatever this thing that they're selling you is. Because if it's bulletproof, I would love, the attorneys wouldn't have any availability to do anything because it's bulletproof, right? So if the big companies who have lots of liability don't do this, how does it bulletproof for, and they've got tons of attorneys that can help anything they want to. How is this? I would be very skeptical.
Yeah, now, you have every right to be skeptical, Ahmad, as you are.
Most of the time when I hear about Nevada LLCs and these other things, the claims are pretty bogus. I don't know about the claims that they're spending on the asset protection side. I know it's more difficult to find out who the owners are and things of that nature, and it's more of an obfuscation rather than a true protection. So I don't know it for a fact, but I'd be more skeptical.
Right. Okay, great. I appreciate your advice. I will look into it a little more.
Thank you.
You have brought out a good question. Is that if it's that good, everybody should be jumping on it,
and they're not.
Like that's the case. Yeah.
All right, Ahmad. Well,
thank you.
All right, thank you. Thank you for the call. Happy to assist you in this matter.
I know for a time the Nevada LLCs avoids income tax and all this other stuff. Those are bogus claims.
We've heard that. I've heard less of that now, but
they kept going after the IRS and more importantly, the other states around there
went after them and basically debunked that myth. What are you doing? We used to hear about people just opening up a P.O. box somewhere in Nevada. They did all their business in a neighboring state, Arizona,
they lived
Utah,
in
or California.
California. Their shop address was in California. Their income, it was...
All their customers were in California.
Or you could do a Nevada LLC for your rental property that was in California, and we use California as an example because that's a fairly high income tax. And so the idea, the marketing was, open a Nevada LLC and you can avoid income tax because it's all in Nevada. And Nevada doesn't tax you, right? Well, right, Nevada doesn't. But if the property's in California, if your business is in California, if your state of residence is California, California still wants its pound of salt.
And they will get it.
And they get it. And I remember years ago, we had somebody from the Franchise Tax Board, California's tax collecting authority, on the air with us, and we asked them about these specific claims. And they said, we love Nevada LLCs. And we're like, really? Why do you... Because we will find them.
It is low-hanging fruit.
And we will get that tax return. And in addition to the tax, we're going to get penalties and interest. We make a lot of money.
And it's pretty easy to do. Yeah. Now, in Ahmad's case, explain what he's looking for, because he's not looking for that.
He's looking for asset protection. He's looking to try to avoid lawsuits. Where especially frivolous ones, where
people come in and they see they're gonna start targeting you for whatever reason.
I remember when I worked in a grocery store years, decades ago, a lady sued the store for slipping on some spaghetti sauce that was in the aisle, and she sued and she won. But what the courts were never allowed to hear was the spaghetti sauce was there because she was reprimanding her child, and her child flipped out and ripped everything off the shelves, and when she went to grab the little kid, she slipped. Well, how is the store supposed to be able to clean it up that quick?
Well, they should have had employees in place.
They should have offered childcare for mom while she was shopping. I don't know. And so those are the kind of lawsuits that I think, legitimate lawsuits. We need. I mean, if there's actual product deficiency, neglect, or something
those have
got to be able to happen. But just and he was worried about the litigious society we have.
What he had heard about was the Nevada entity, yes,
or Nevada Protection Trust,
yes, where
it makes it bulletproof.
Yeah,
nobody can sue you for any reason. You're bulletproof.
And he knew that. He knew that's why he called, because he said I was really skeptical of this, and you kind of gave him the reasons why he should be skeptical.
All right, and so that company that made the airbags for whatever car company it was, they should have been in this app because they just put out a big, you know, thing. Volkswagen just settled their lawsuit on the diesel mileage.
Yes.
They should have been, because then their lawsuits wouldn't have happened because they're bulletproof, right? Come on, let's be realistic.
Yes.
Now, one of the things that was true about the Nevada LLCs, and the reason was because, you know, their marketing was, we don't give your information out. Well, Nevada doesn't collect any information. They don't tax it. They don't care. But the federal government still collects it. And well, so there are ways to find out who's got what.
Sure, there are. And the only thing that it does...
Finding the paper trail is not as hard as you might think.
No, but I mean, what it does, in essence, is it can put up certain roadblocks that people have to get around. It makes it harder, but it certainly doesn't make it impossible. And it's the that sort of veil is pierced all the time.
And if I see a company with 50-plus employees, and I think that that company has done me wrong, whatever reason, and I want to sue them, there's value there. There's got to be money there. And so I can't just say, well, it doesn't exist. Since I can't find anything about it, it doesn't exist, I'm not going to sue. Hey, if I got hurt, I'm going to sue. Or if my kids got hurt, I'm going to sue. If it's
well,
a legitimate suit.
Unless you're walking through the aisle and your kid, a little kid throws.
Yeah. That one's still. And it wasn't even the store I worked at.
Well, that was back when you were working in
the
stores.
Yeah, this is back, I said, multi-decades ago.
Woo! I didn't know it was that multi-decades ago. All right.
Well, thank you.
We're talking the 70s, I think.
Early 80s.
Early 80s, yeah. Yeah, you and me both. 877-PLANNER. We got some trivia coming up. We have more of your questions, your phone calls, your emails. A whole lot to do. Not much time. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. More Bucket Strategy Investing.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes and retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130. 800-616-2130.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Market strategy investing. Should you stay? Should you go? I would suggest you stay. In fact, stay for the rest of the week because we've got a lot of great topics coming up. We did not actually finish all the life insurance topics, so maybe we'll cover some more of that tomorrow. But coming up here on the program tomorrow, this is a fun one, selling your home. Did you know that there are various tax breaks for selling your home? You know, we've had this whole tax-free, capital gains tax-free nature of selling a primary residence for... We're coming up on 20 years now.
Coming up on it.
And still, there are...
questions.
Questions, as there should be.
Now, they have changed it slightly for some people through that 20-year period of time, too.
Well, what they've changed is if you had your house as anything except a primary residence.
And then moved into it.
Right. Now, if you've had it as your primary residence and you are going to sell it, that rule is exactly the same as it came into being. In fact, it was May 7th of 1997, as I recall.
That was the enactment date.
And then I think it was for the 1998 year or whatever it was.
No, it was for anything that had any sale after that date.
That's right, yeah, because there was also the recapture of depreciation.
After May 7th of 1997. Anything before that didn't matter.
Right. So way back in the early, we'll get to this tomorrow, but way back.
Back in my day.
Way back in the late 90s, early 2000s, we would give people some great, you know, we said, yeah, you don't have to recapture any of that depreciation.
Prior to May 7th.
Prior to May 7th. I'm still not sure why they did that.
They had to draw that line in the sand.
No, but I mean, you know, what was, they could have just kept the depreciation schedules. They just didn't. I guess they cared. I don't know. Hard to imagine them caring about us.
They haven't shown
that
much.
That was right about the time the Roth IRAs came into being.
Yeah, 1998.
We got this tax-free. Bob Dole started that with the, you know, tax-free sale. That's right, that we're going to talk about tomorrow. Bill Clinton one-upped him.
Yeah.
Or double up.
Or 250 up.
Doubled, whatever you want to say. Exactly. Anyway, so we'll talk about some of the tax advantages of selling your home and what to do if you have your home prior as a rental, or you're thinking about doing a rental property with your home. All that stuff coming up here on this program tomorrow. Again, tune in. So today's trivia, did I have the right date? Yes. This from Claris Finance. Am I saying that right? I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Clarice,
no. like the movie or the book. I read the book.
A little fava beans and some Chianti, or backwards, I know it.
A survey of 2,000 American adults found that their best financial decision ever made was getting a college education, while their worst financial decision ever made was Getting a college degree? No, I'm kidding. No. Was not saving enough for retirement. So 2000 said that their best financial decision was getting a college education. Well, I could see getting a college education.
And because of that college education, I've been able to get a job that I can create a lot more income with this job than I could have without the college degree.
Oh, sure. No, there's nothing wrong with a college education at all. It comes down to the paying for it side.
And I paid for mine.
Well, we, again, Professor, when you and I were there.
Seemed like a lot to me at the time.
It was, well, it was a lot, but you didn't know what was coming down the road.
I did what I had to at the time.
You know, I've said before, this wouldn't count, but you know, if you really want the education, you want to learn about this, the only place you can do it is go in a college. Just go into a lecture hall. Walk on the campus, go into a lecture hall, a big one, so you won't be noticed. Take notes. You don't have to take any tests because you're not a student.
Get the education.
You get the free education. I wonder if an employer would accept that.
With the really big colleges, there were lecture halls that I went to where to take the test you had to show your ID to be able to get the test and turn it back in.
I don't think I ever had to.
But these were huge lecture halls, hundreds of students at a time taking these exams.
What kind of classes were these?
They were business and finance classes.
Huh, okay. Well, that's interesting. I've never had that.
It was like maybe 200 or
I took
more.
A lot of political science and history classes, so it was mostly essay writing.
Yeah.
They didn't really care who actually took the test.
Well, it was a big fraternity college, too, so they knew that the fraternity brothers were taking the test.
Oh, is that what it was? Remember the blue books, and you had to bring the Scantrons and the blue books? We had blue book tests all the time. All right. Anyway, so much for that. I could see this. The other part of that, the worst financial decision, not saving enough for retirement. Well, you know.
You don't notice it until you get to retirement. Then you're like,
you
dang.
You don't. You tend to underestimate often what your expenses are going to be, but that's one of the reasons that we have plans set up. All right, I want to get to Michael's email in Bradenton, Florida. Quick question here, but it has to do with what we were talking about. As a young man, Michael says, with a family, I purchased a life insurance policy which has been paid up for several years. I am 76 years old. Should I take the cash value of the policy and invest elsewhere?
Well, Michael, I would say no, not yet, not until we have a better reason to do it. A policy that's been paid up for many years, you know, when they say paid up, that means that the dividend, the extra earnings on the cash value of the policy, is more than the premium that's required. The premium's being paid by the earnings of the policy, and then some, and it's building even from there. And so we would have to look at what you're actually earning on that cash value of that policy. It could be 3-4%, and it's like having a 3-4% liquid cash accumulation availability to me. So before, especially with an old policy that's been around for a while, that's all paid up and, you know, paying for itself and doing real well, before I cash that out, I'd have to have a really good reason to cash it out. It's not costing you anything. That's what the paid up thing kind of means. It's actually continuing to grow. It's probably paying a nice rate of return, and it's there whenever you need it. You know, that's not a bad way to have some money set off the side. That means you, if you have an emergency fund in addition to this life insurance policy, maybe we take some money out of the emergency fund and use the life insurance as the emergency fund, because how much is that life or that emergency fund paying? That's in the bank. 0.0 nothing. Which one's earning more money? I'd probably use the cash to invest rather than this life insurance. But I reserve comment until I actually see the life insurance policy.
Now it's paid off.
Paid up.
That's paid up. Yeah. He's probably had it for quite some time.
So there's either two ways. There were these policies that were called paid up at 65, life paid up at 65, where the premium only lasted until 65, and it was guaranteed at that point to never require another premium. Mm-hmm. And if it's that type of policy, then you probably have a pretty good cash value accumulation going for you. On the other side, if it's just the dividend paying it, I'd want to make sure that it's still growing and see what my rate of return seems to be looking like year to year on my cash value, net of fees, and see how I'm doing, see if it's making any sense. The other thing is, before I cash it in, I'd want to know if cashing it in creates a taxable event. Because if the amount of money I receive back from it is more, just in general terms, more than the money I put into it over the time, the difference is a taxable event. Well, if I'm earning a reasonable amount of money and I can avoid the taxes and wait for the death benefit, I may keep the policy.
Yeah.
So my leaning is to keep it until there's a better reason to get rid of it.
Maybe give us some more details, Michael. All right, we're out of time for this hour. If you want to talk to Professor Plum about any of this stuff off the air or any of the Lucia Capital Group Brain Trust advisors, here's their number one more time. Write it down, 800-644-1150. The off-air number at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. For Professor Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.